Welcome to Shomach Shove and Adaf. We're holding a Menoches Daf Samech Beis. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings what the Mishnah says, Moilich Umevi Malu Umoivid. Explains the Gemara, what is Moilich Umevi Malu Umoivid? Moilich Umevi Lemisha Ruch Shaloi, Malu Umoivid Lemisha Shamayim Vaorit Shaloi. And the Gemara continues and brings another thing, Shamoilich Umevi Latsoi Ruchis Rois, Malu Umoivid Kedatso Tloi Roim Bad Clouds. Now, when do we do the Moilich Umevi Malu Umoivid? So the Tosfos brings over here that we do it only by Shtei Alechem and by Lulav. That's only two times. Tosfos explains that Shtei Alechem comes in Shavuos when they have Nidon and a Peres Ha'ilon, and Lulav comes in Sukkos when Nidon and Lamayim. So that's why there's the only two times that you do this full Tnufo of Moilich Umevi Umalu Umoirit. It's interesting to point out that Lechora seems to be an intrinsic connection between the Moilich Umevi Umalu Umoirit, these two Peulois, and these two mitzvahs that we do it, which is lulav and shtei alechem. So we'll start with the Maharsha and Chidush HaGodos and Sukkot of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So there the Maharsha goes on to explain what's unique about shtei alechem and lulav. So he says like this, shtei alechem, we bring it in Shavuos, it's not a coincidence, but there's a remez in shtei alechem that has to do with Matan Torah. Because shtei alechem is connected to shnei luchos. And he brings the pasuk that says, Lechu lachmu belachmi, meaning you refer to the Torah as lechem. And each one of them was 10 Yisroinim, keneged aseres adibros. And there were soilus, which is fine flour, because the Torah is kesoilus nikiyah. And bet kvasi in the cause of the lechem also refers to Torah, because it says, kvash, like it says, kvashim levushecha, darshaning that form should be kvashin shaloinim, which is the Torah. Says the Maharsha, that's why the Torah you do moilich maybe malu moirit, because the Torah, that's what protects the entire world. And the Torah protects the whole world from bad things as a second mandam over here. So that's the idea of Shtei Alechem. Continues the Maharsha and says, what's the idea in Lulav? Says we have the Gemara by Asa Menachas that explains the Arba Minishim Lulav, Shtei Moise Peris, Shtei Meinose Peris. And we mentioned when we learned that daf, the Medrash that tells us that we know there's four minim in the Lulav. One is connected Tzadikim, one is connected the ones with Baalei Torah, one is connected the ones with Baalei Maisim, one is connected the Rishayim. And what's the idea? Be'aguda Achas, you connect all of them together. When you put them all together, they're Megan Elu Aleilu. And the Maharsha is implying is when you have Am Yisrael together, that's when you have the protection and the Kiyum of the world, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So it comes up in the Maharsha that the Shtei Alechem is connected Torah. And the Arba Minim is connected to the connection of Am Yisrael. Now, Rosh Hashanah before the Hirsch, in Shmois, Parashat Tetzaveh, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Beis, to Chav Hei, he has the Arichus regarding Tnufo and Haramo. I'm not going to go into his whole Mahalach. But one thing he says over there, what's the idea of Moilich Umevi Umalu Umoirit? He says, Malu Umoirit is a person is giving himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's taking things up, he says, whatever I have, whatever I'm doing is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Moilich Umevi for? When a person does things for other people, for his brothers, for Klal Yisrael, he's doing it not only for himself, he's doing it all around for everybody around him. He's mechaven himself to the tzibul, to the people that surround him. Malu Umoir is up to Hashem, and Moilich Umevi is the surrounding, meaning Am Yisrael that surround him. So this pool of Moilich Umevi, Malu Umoir, is when a person dedicates himself, not for himself, he dedicates himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dedicates himself for Klal Yisrael. So we connect the Rashai Hirsch to the Maharsha, comes out of a Nifla Me'oit. The Shtei Alechem and the Arba Minim, says the Maharsha, is connected to Torah, meaning connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Torah of Hashem, and the connected Am Yisrael, the connection of Am Yisrael together. And the Moilich Umevi, Umalu Umoirit, says the Rashai Hirsch, Moilich Umevi is connected to Am Yisrael, Umalu Umoirit is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these two mitzvahs are unique or special in a connection to Hashem, connection to Torah, and the connection to Am Yisrael. And the Pe'ula of Moilich Umevi, Umalu Umoirit is connected these two in Yonim of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection to Am Yisrael. So it's clear why when we're always singing these two mitzvahs, that's what we do with these peulas. They're connected in Shaykh to Hadadei, Vadvarim Nifloim Ad Lemoit. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shove Shirim, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.